NTP 13 Bravo, Naval Telecommunications Procedures, Flags, Pennants, and Customs. Comprehensive Audio Study Guide. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 12. Announcing Arrivals and Departures and Use of Tones. 1. What are simply used to indicate the arrival and departure of commanders, chiefs of staff, chief staff officers, commanding officers, and civil officials to interested personnel? Tones. Passing the word and the use of tones to announce the arrival or departure of officers and officials are not a means of rendering honor. These are used simply to indicate the arrival and departure of commanders, chiefs of staff, chief staff officers, commanding officers, and civil officials to interested personnel. Arrivals and departures are announced only during the hours between Reveille and Taps. Commanding officers should be familiar with local SOPA regulations governing the use of topside speakers for making shipboard announcements. 2. Arrivals and departures are announced only during the hours between which times? Reveille and Taps. Arrivals and departures are announced only during the hours between Reveille and Taps. Commanding officers should be familiar with local SOPA regulations governing the use of topside speakers for making shipboard announcements. 3. Tones are sounded by the use of how many specific types of devices? 4. Tones are sounded by the use of a boat gong, special gong, bell, or siren, as specified by the commanding officer. 4. Tones should be sounded for arrivals or departures in groups of how many? 2. Sound the tones in groups of two corresponding to the number of sideboys to which the officer or official is entitled. Each group is separated by a short pause. 5. How many tones are sounded as the embarked commander, chief of staff, chief staff officer, or commanding officer steps on the ship when arriving or on the bow when departing? 1. A single tone is then sounded as the embarked commander, chief of staff, chief staff officer, or commanding officer steps on the ship when arriving or on the bow when departing. This single tone is also used for an embarked civil official. 6. Which term shall be announced when unable to determine the rank or position of an arriving officer or official? Staff gangway. When unable to determine the rank or position of an arriving officer or official, the term staff gangway shall be announced, and since this term is used only on arrival, it is not necessary to add the word arriving. After the unknown officer or official boards the vessel, the OOD will obtain the visitor's official title and will use such information upon departure of the visitor. Test your knowledge. 1. What are simply used to indicate the arrival and departure of commanders, chiefs of staff, chief staff officers, commanding officers, and civil officials to interested personnel? A. Honors. B. Tones. C. Sideboys. D. Whistles. The answer is B. Tones. 2. Arrivals and departures are announced only during the hours between which times? A. Sunrise and sunset. B. Reveille and taps. C. 0800 and 1600. D. 0700 and 1700. The answer is B. Reveille and taps. 3. Tones are sounded by the use of how many specific types of devices? A. 4. B. 3. C. 2. D. 5. The answer is A. 4. 4. Tones should be sounded for arrivals and departures in groups of how many? A. 4. B. 3. C. 5. D. 2. The answer is D. 2. 5. How many tones are sounded as the embarked commander, chief of staff, chief staff officer, or commanding officer steps on the ship when arriving or on the bow when departing? A. 2. B. 3. C. 1. D. 4. The answer is C. 1. 6. Which term shall be announced when unable to determine the rank or position of an arriving officer or official? A. Official gangway. B. Officer gangway. C. Staff gangway. D. United States gangway. The answer is C. Staff gangway. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.